ברשות מוריי ורבותיי ובפרמישות אוף השם. Today it's the parasha, we have two parashiot, Vayaked Pikudei. And the parashat Pikudei, it said there, Vayakem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he built the Mishkan on his own. He did not need the help of nobody. And in this parasha it said, how much Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom he was doing during 7 days. It was like a Kohen Gadol. He was building the Beit HaMikdash every morning, and at night he used to pack up the Mishkan and he used to put it in the cover till the next day. You know that, yes? During 7 days, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom was doing. And the Gemara said, here there were a lot of big miracles because the Mishkan, it was very, very heavy. You know, thousands of kilos, you know, it's incredible to lift, you know, the Mishkan on your own. Just imagine if you want to set up a tent, how much it's hard if you have to do it on your own. And can you imagine the Ohel Moed, the big Mishkan, which was very quite big? It was not easy, understand? And it was not easy. And Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own. So now the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not ask some people, some Jewish people, to help him to build the Mishkan? I mean, every Jew would be glad, would be very, very happy and glad to help Moshe Rabbeinu. But here we don't see that Hashem is set to Moshe. We don't see the Torah that Hashem he said to Moshe Rabbeinu not to accept the help of other Jews. But here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, he built it on his own. And this is the question, why? Why Moshe Rabbeinu? He built it on his own. Vayakem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, on his own, he built the Mishkan. The Bnei Yisrael, they bring all the spares of the Beit HaMikdash. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he started working to set up the Mishkan on his own. Can you imagine, during 7 days, twice a day, you have to build the Mishkan and to pack up to put all the Mishkan to pieces in the evening. It's a very hard job. And just to build the Mishkan, take maybe 1 day or 2 days. I don't know how did Moshe Rabbeinu did. Can you imagine that? It's Ma'asin Nisim, miracles. I was looking at the Sfat Emet, and I was looking in the Imre Emet that he bring from his father, I think, or his grandfather, the Sfat Emet, about the Pasuk, by Daber Moshe et Mo'adei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe talk about the Mo'adim, the holidays of Hashem to the Bnei Yisrael. Here, we have a question. What does it mean by Daber Moshe et Mo'adei? The Torah should say, by Daber Moshe El Bnei Israel, by Daber Moshe El Bnei Israel, Al Mu'adei Hashem, that Hashem, that Moshe talked to the Jews about the holidays, but the Pasuk says by Daber Moshe talked et Mu'adei Hashem, about Mu'adei Hashem. The Sfat Emet, he don't understand what the meaning of by Daber Moshe et Mu'adei Hashem. Why the Pasuk doesn't say why you don't use another language, by Daber Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Al Mu'adei Hashem. You understand? Did you understand the question? And you know what he said, the Sfat Emet? He said something incredible. He said, היינו שמשה רבינו על השם הכניס כוח בכל איש ישראל שיוכל לעורר עניין המועדות. בשפת אמת said that משה רבינו עליו השלום when the Pasuk said, וידבר משה את מועדי השם, and משה talk מועדי השם, that means that משה, רבינו, he put in each Jew the Koah, that when every holiday came, the Kudusha of the holiday will be mitarer. I don't know. Do you feel Shabbat, David? When Shabbat comes, you feel Shabbat. How do you feel Shabbat? Yes, how do you feel it? How do you feel Shabbat? How do we feel Shabbat? You know how? Because all week we work. All week we prepare ourselves for Shabbat. Especially Shabbat, there is some special hachanot, preparations. Beside the food, beside the smile that you smell in the house on Shabbat, but there is some special preparations. Then, when you take a little bit of your time that you repeat every time, this is for Shabbos, this is for Lichud Shabbos, all this kind of hachanot, all this kind of preparation, it makes you prepare yourself to feel Shabbat. And then you will feel, you see, to feel Shabbat, you must feel Shabbat. Look in the parasha of this week, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Bayakhel, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he made a big assembly of the Jews, he wanted to talk to them about the donation, to bring donation, to build the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu first, he told them about Shabbat. Yes or no? In the parasha of Bayakhel, Moshe Rabbeinu started to talk about Shabbat. Why he started to talk about Shabbat? Because Moshe Rabbeinu Alef Hashem, when he came from the Shamayim, and you know the Shamayim, it's like Shabbat there. The Shabbos in this world, it's Me'en Olam Haba. It's something like Olam Haba. That means in Olam Haba, it's really it's Shabbos. So when Moshe Rabbeinu Alef Hashem started to talk to the Bnei Israel, before he talked to them about the Mishkan, he started to talk to them about Shabbat. Why he started to talk to them about Shabbat? Because when he came from the Shamayim, he came with all the full Kedusha that he brought with him from the Shamayim. So he wanted to give this test of Shamayim to the Bnei Israel. So he started to talk to them about Shabbat. And he told them, when the Bnei Israel started to hear mitzvot about Shabbat, they felt the Kedusha of Shabbat, that Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu, it was mashpia on them. It's like you put a little bit of perfume on your hand, and you let me smell your hand, the perfume of your hand. You understand me? It's like you put perfume in your hand, and you make me smell your hand, the perfume that is in your hand. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he was doing to the Bnei Israel. When he started to talk to them about Shabbat, he made them feel Shabbat from where he came now. Because he just came from the Shamayim. He just came with the Torah from the Shamayim. So he made them feel what it is Shabbat. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he has a big kuah of Ashba'a. וידבר משה את מועדי השם. משה רבינו talk about מועדי השם. When משה רבינו was talking, he was talking to the heart, to every Jew. And to every Jew, he gave him a koah, a powerful, to feel the moed in his time. You should know one thing, that the Bnei Israel, they are the ma'al ha-teva. We are ma'al ha-teva. You know, the goyim, they don't understand why we don't eat taref, why we don't eat mix with them, why we don't take advantage of this beautiful world. there is so much ta'anug, so much pleasure, they don't understand. You know, a lot of people they told me, we don't understand why you don't see television, why you don't have this, why you don't enjoy yourself. You know what it is, my answer? I enjoy myself by studying Torah. I enjoy myself by respecting the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. And by doing what you're doing, that will not give me a pleasure. My best pleasure is when I do a mitzvah. I would like to tell you something. When a goy, or somebody that is not religious, when he do a avera, he has no regret about doing the avera. Because he feels the avera, it's part of his life. But for me, if I do a avera, would I regret after or not? Of course I regret. But when I do a mitzvah, at the beginning, maybe it's hard for me to do the mitzvah. But once I did it, would I regret why I did it? Of course I will not regret. I will be happy that I did it. Well, this is the same. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he gave us the Torah. And through the Torah he gave us, it gives us the koah to understand the Torah, to enjoy the Torah. You understand? To enjoy the Torah. Now we understand why when Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom don't forget, we were not in Matan Torah. We don't remember anyway. We were not in Egypt. We don't remember the Beit HaMikdash. We don't remember a lot of things. And how can we feel Pesach? How can we feel Kippur that it was in the Beit HaMikdash? How can we feel Rosh Hashanah? How can we feel Sukkot? Sukkot, it's to remember that when we were in the desert during 40 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us with the Anani Kavod. So how can we remember all this? It's impossible. You understand? It's impossible. I mean, on Pesach, I have to feel free. On Pesach, I have to feel like if I was in Egypt. How can I feel Pesach? I'm 3,000 years behind. How can I feel Pesach? So this is the meaning of by the Be'er Moshe et Mo'adei Hashem et Bnei Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, to each Jew, he give him the strength to feel the Pesach. According to that, I understand Shabbat as well. Why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, when he spoke to the Bnei Israel in the parasha of this week for the donations, before he talked to them about the donation of that he should give to the Beit HaMikdash, he started to talk to them about Shabbat. Why Shabbat? Because Moshe Rabbeinu first, he wanted them to feel smell the ruach of the kedusha of Shabbos that it had Moshe Rabbeinu, but because Moshe Rabbeinu just came from the Shamayim, and the Shamayim it's Shabbos there, always is Shabbos there, the kedusha there it's like Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom wanted them to feel that kedusha of Shabbat. And then Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, once he gave them this kedusha of Shabbat, each Jew, then Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom wanted to talk to them how to prepare themselves to build the Mishkan. Now, according to this, damn it, it's so beautiful what I'm going to tell you. According to that, we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he was on his own. Vayakem Moshe Libado. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, he built the Mishkan. I mean, first I would like to just to make you understand something. Hello? When Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, we came from the Shamayim with the Luchot HaBrit, with the Ten Commandments in his hand, and he saw the egg. How did Moshe Rabbeinu was not frightened? to fight the Erev Rav? Answer me. The Erev Rav, they killed who? They nearly killed Aaron. So I don't understand. How did Moshe Rabbeinu, with no fear, he took the egel, he break it, and he told the Bnei Israel, Shevet Levi, go and kill all those Erev Rav that they did the Avodah Zarah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu was not frightened of them? Very good, very good, very, very, very good. This is the Kuach of the Torah. Can you imagine the Torah, the Kuach of the Torah of the Shamayim? When Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he came from the Shamayim, he came with the Torah, the Kuach of the Torah. This Kuach of the Torah, now we understand. That way, the Erev Rav, when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu, they were afraid of him. Because it's not the same, the Kuach of the Torah that there is up there, like the Kuach of the Torah that you have down there. Because Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, before Matan Torah, the Torah was in the Shamayim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he went to the Shamayim, he bring with him the Torah, up, down, down earth. So this Kuach of the Torah, he was not frightened from nobody. Now you understand, this Kuach of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu, he brought with him for the Shamayim, the Kuach of the Torah, the Kuach of Shabbos, the smell of Shabbos, all this Kuach he brings with him from the Shamayim. For this Kuach he has no fear. This is, now we understand, when you study Torah, when you study Torah with Amal, there is something who will wake up on you. What? Can you tell me what? What will be mit'orer on you? Hiddush Torah. It's like a woman that when she has a relationship with her husband, then she has children. When a man studies the Torah, he has Hiddushim. If you take the Torah as your wife, as your companion, when you study Torah, so you have ba'alut in the Torah, you become the husband of the Torah. So then you have children, you have chidushim who will come from the Torah. All this from the Kuach of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. Now we understand, because I had one big question. The question that I had, I don't know if I understand why Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he was not afraid. When he came and he saw the Erev Rav, they did what they did, he fight them. He was not afraid of them, because he had the Kuach of the Torah, with no fear. He fight with them. It's incredible. Zeh Kuach HaTorah. Now, what about if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he was studying Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't stop Moshe Rabbeinu when they were studying Torah and tell him, go down, look what they are doing? But the Torah said that Hashem gives the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then after he told him what the Bnei Israel did, he did the egel. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him first, hey, Moshe, look what they are doing. They are doing the egel. Go down. You know why he didn't tell him this? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he will receive, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell Moshe Rabbeinu that the Bnei Israel did the egel without giving the Torah, he will not have to go back to fight them. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, he waited, he studied Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu, then he gave the Kuach to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then with this Kuach of the Torah that he received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu went down and he fight the Erev Rav. He fight the Erev Rav. This is the Kuach of the Mashpia. Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moshe Kilat Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, he received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and he received all the goodness from the Torah, all this kind of presence. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom, when he knows Moshe Rabbeinu, that there is a lot of Yetzirah in this world. It's a full of Yetzirah. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the Koah, that this Koah is mitorah, every time that we have to fight the Yetzirah. Every time that we want to do the mitzvah, and there is a Yetzirah who to fight us not to do it, so there is a Koah from Moshe Rabbeinu that he is mitorah on us to fight the Yetzirah. I think this is the limud that I'm learning from the Sfat Emet. I'm learning from the Sfat Emet that the same Koah that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koah of Mitorah, the Koah that Moshe Rabbeinu bought in every Jew, that the Kedusha of the Moed will be Mitorah in his time. So every time that a man will do the mitzvah, there is a Koah of this mitzvah, is Mitorah. I think this is the Pasuk. There is a pasuk on Devarim, Vayelech Moshe, Vayedaber Moshe El Ozne Bnei Yisrael. There is a pasuk on Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu went and he talked to the ears of each Jew. And I said about this pasuk that what that means Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went and he spoke to each in the ear of each Jew. It's very very hard to understand this. And I remember that I did say something like that. I said that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, before he died, he went to every Jew and he gave the Koah to every Jew that can have the ability, the strength to be mikayim, to respect each mitzvah. And Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, because every Jew, he doesn't know the Koah that he has. Do you know your Koah or not? You don't know your Koah, but you know how can you know your Koah? If your child is in danger and you are tired, would you save him? And what about if you are tired? If you are tired, why? Because you have a Koah that is mitorer on you to, even if you are tired, that you jump to save your child. You understand? So the same way that you have the Koah, the strength to jump, even if you are tired, to save your child, the same Koah you have it when it comes to mitzvah. When there is a mitzvah you want to do, and the Tzara, you want to stop you from doing this mitzvah, at Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, through him, he gave a Koah, a strength. He chnis Koah b'chol Yehudi. He put a strength to each Jew to gently do it against the willing of the Yetzirah. Now, if the man doesn't do it, it's not because of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's only because of him. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha kilat. It's an order. This is the Koah. An order. Torah tziva. It's an order. Moshe Rabbeinu gave an order to every Jew that when it came a mitzvah to do it, you have to do it. When it came a avera not to do it, so don't do it. So it's an order that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom he brought to every Jew. Yes or no? It's incredible, 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 incredible. This is the Koah. Now we understand why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu ishtabach Shmuel la'ad. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't stop Moshe Rabbeinu from learning Torah when he saw the Bnei Yisrael doing the Egel? Because Hashem said, if I stop him and he will go down to try to stop them, not to do the Egel, maybe they will kill him. Yes or no? Why? Because he did not receive yet the Torah. But now that he received the Torah and he has the Koah of the Torah, so he has no fear, he could go. Now he could fight them. So now we understand the meaning by Yakel Moshe. What was our first question? Please tell me. The first question was by Yakel Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu built up the Mishkan, he did not build it with the help of the Jews. He built it on his own. And we did ask a question. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu did not ask the help of the Bnei Israel? You From a bad question? This is the question that we ask. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not ask the Bnei Israel to help him to build the Beit HaMikdash? Why he did it on his own? So the answer is that when Moshe Rabbeinu was bidding, don't forget, Moshe Shakul Kineged Bnei Israel. If you take the whole Jews in one hand and you take the Moshe Rabbeinu in the other hand, they are equal. Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, while he was building the Beit HaMikdash on his own, he was putting the Kovah to, it's like it was the Shaliach of the Bnei Israel. He said every Jew was building the Beit HaMikdash. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, when he was building the Mishkan on his own, he was putting Kovah, he was machnis, he was putting Kovah to every Jew. You understand me? That every Jew would be mitorea to what? To? Yes. So every Jew will be waking up. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was putting all his kavanot. When Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was building the Mishkan, his kavanot was, he was putting, because don't forget, every Jew is a symbol of the Mishkan. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was building the Mishkan, his kavanah is to build the Bnei Israel, to build every Jew and every Jew. You understand? Now, I saw a question in the book of Beit Yehuda, Hebrew from Baal Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Now, there is something incredible that when Moshe Rabbeinu in the Parashat Vayikra, he asked for the nations to build the Beit HaMikdash, every Jew, people start, they bring a lot of money, gold, silver, lechoshet, and then they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they told him, Malbim, העם להביא מדי העבודה למלאכה שציווה השם לעשות אותה. People, they brought a lot of silver and gold. There is too much. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, tell them to stop. Tell them to stop, not to bring any more, because there is enough. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he asked a question. So what bad if there is more money? So what? Okay? Did you understand the question of your grandfather, Or HaChaim HaKadosh? He asked, so what if the Jews, they bring more money? So why you have to stop with them? So what the problem if there is more money in the Beit HaMikdash? So what? What the problem? Do you have an answer for this question of Or HaChaim HaKadosh? It's a good question, yes? I mean, it's like a rabbi. A rabbi who collects money. And if somebody call him, tell him, I have a big donation for you, the rabbi will answer him, no, thank you, I have enough for the yeshiva, I don't need more. Huh? We never heard this. So what? I mean, if people want to bring for the HaMikdash, let them bring. This is the question that Or HaChaim HaKadosh asked. It's a beautiful question. I mean, there is, besides this, this money, it's economic. It's good for this money. We can do more korbanot tzibur. There is a lot of good things that we can do. Maybe we give it to the aniyim. I don't know. There is a lot of things you can do with this money. Why won't you have to stop them? This is the question of Or HaChaim HaKadosh. I was thinking, according to all what I told you, the answer is this. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, when he was building the Beit HaMikdash, you must know something, that there is Torah. With the Torah you build yourself. And you cannot build yourself without the help of the Torah. And you cannot add more mitzvot that Hashem did not tell you to do. There is only, you cannot invent other mitzvot. You can only do mitzvot that Hashem gives you to do. I mean, you cannot invent, and you say to yourself, I want to do two Shabbat. I want to do Shabbat on the 7 days, on Saturday, and I want to do Shabbat on Wednesday. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. Or you see, Nida, instead of respecting 7 days, I will respect 14 days. No. The Torah said 7 days, it's 7 days. You cannot do more than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked you. And as you know, the Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is the symbol of a man. V'asu li Mishkan, v'shachati b'toch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask from every man to build himself to be a Mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to be a Mishkan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means you have to be only according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu he give you, to the mitzvot that you have to do. You cannot be a Mishkan more than what Hashem wants from you. Understand? So I think this is because the Mishkan is symbolic of a man, so we needed only the exact amount to build the Mishkan. You like it? Because as I told you, the Mishkan is a symbol of the man. And if a man wants that Hashem will resign on him, he has to beat himself up only according to the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him. There is 613 mitzvot. You cannot do 800 mitzvot. You cannot invent more mitzvot that Hashem did not tell you to do. You understand? That's why, because the Mishkan is symbolic. The Mishkan is the symbol of a man. And a man is, the Mishkan, there were 48 krashim. Krashim is the poto. You know what it is, the keresh? The pillow, voila. Yes. The poto. There were 48. And you know, HaTorah niknit v'arba'im v'shmoneh midot. And you can buy the Torah only with 48 midot. Midot. You understand? So the Mishkan is symbolic of the Torah. The Mishkan is the man. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that a man, he should beat himself. And how can a man beat himself? He can only beat himself according to the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you. You cannot beat yourself with mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he did not tell you to do. I mean, you cannot beat yourself if you invent two Shabbat in the week. And now we understand. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Israel to bring donations, to build the Mishkan. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw more money coming, he said, not stop, because I don't need more money. Because this Mishkan is symbolic. I have to use only the exact amount that you give me to build the Mishkan. To symbolize that a man can only build himself up according to the mitzvot of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you. And you cannot put more. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, stop. That means, enough, build yourself only according to the mitzvot that Hashem gave you. Don't do more. Because the Mishkan is symbolic. Of course, once the Mishkan was built, so you can bring any kind of money that you want. But just to build the Mishkan, we needed exactly the amount that we needed. Because, do you understand me? Can you repeat me the answer, please? The Mishkan represents the man, yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives to the man mitzvot that he can develop himself only according to the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. And he cannot put more. Carry on. Very good. Now, where they said that to build the Mishkan, it should be only according to the mitzvot that Hashem give you. So when the boat war, Moshe Rabbeinu said no. But once the Mishkan was up, so now anyone can bring more if you want, understand? Now we understand why the Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, he gave to the Bnei Israel, he gave him strength. He gave them strength to build themselves up. Now we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, why didn't use the Bnei Israel to help him to build the Mishkan? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was putting all his kavanot when he was building the Mishkan. All his kavanot. He was putting all kind of kavanot that every Jew will build himself up according to the Torah mitzvot. And then when a Jew didn't do any mitzvah, so Moshe Rabbeinu gave him strength to do teshuvah. To do teshuvah so he can repeat himself again. So Be'ez Hashem. Now we understand why Vayakem Moshe, why Moshe built up the Mishkan on his own. Now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu, he talked to the Mu'adim. It's impossible to talk to a Mu'ad. You talk to the Jews about the Mu'ad. What do you mean? By the Be'ez Moshe Mu'adi Hashem. Hashem Moshe talked to the Mu'ad. No. The answer is that Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, he put Koach into every Jew that he will feel the Mu'ad even 3,000 years behind. 3,000 years behind. The Moshe Rabbeinu put the Koach. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Moshe Shakilat Yaakov, Be'ezrat Hashem. I pray for you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha v'atzlacha in Bri'ut v'et Hashem. I was reading, there was a man in the flying with a rabbi, and the steward, he came to the rabbi, asked him, do you want a coffee? He said, yes, please, I want a coffee. But I want a coffee in a plastic cup. So he said, okay. So the man next to him, he told him, Rabbi, can I ask you one question? He said, yes. He said, we are here in first class. Here in first class, there is good food, there is special dishes. I don't understand why you ask a plastic cup. So he told him, listen, sir, I am Jewish. And the Torah, there is a mitzvah in the Torah that when we drink in the dishes, it should be in the mikveh. And this is mitzvah. I mean, we don't ask questions about mitzvot. We have to accept orders. Is it tzivui? So it doesn't matter if I am business class or first class or economy class. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. I cannot use a cup that it did not go to the mikveh. So that man, he started to talk nearly all night about religion. And they were going to Israel. And this man, he said to the rabbi, they never teach me religion in my life. I am Jewish like you. I eat not kosher. And I never heard about, I know I am Jewish. Once a year I go to shul or Yom Kippur, but I don't do nothing because they did not teach me. And it's amazing that I am 50 years old. And I never did Torah mitzvot in my life. So the rabbi told him, listen, we will arrive tomorrow morning to Israel. And why don't you come with me to the synagogue? Tomorrow there is Aliyah. And you will put tefillin. And so he told him, but I never had my bar mitzvah. So he said, well, tomorrow you will have your bar mitzvah. And we'll do l'chaim. He said, okay, it's amazing. I go with you. So it was a flight Bombay Tel Aviv. So they arrived to Tel Aviv. The rabbi took him. He was a very rich man. He took him to the synagogue. And it was the first time in his life, it was on Thursday, that he went to the Sefer Torah. and you put tefillin to the rabbi to the mercy, even if thirty-seven years later, you did your bar mitzvah. Fabulous. So they bring l'chaim. So the man, he said to the rabbi, no, please, I don't want to do l'chaim in a cup. I want a plastic cup. So the rabbi told him, no, here, you're in the synagogue here. Here, put the cup, a kosher here. It's good, huh? Look, look, it's a fabulous. Look, this man, he 24 hours ago, he was eating tarif. And then now, in synagogue, he wanted already to have l'chaim and a plastic cup. He wanted to judge himself. This is the kuwah Ami Aurea. Instead, this is Torah Tzivala no Moshe Moshe Gilat Yaakov. Every Jew, he has this kuwah to wake him up. The kuwah that Moshe Rabbeinu put on him. Every Jew can be mit Aurea to do Torah Mitzvot. Only if he has it, if he has a willing, if he wants. If you want, he can. It's up to us. Moshe Rabbeinu put on each one of us the kuwah to feel Shabbos, the kuwah to feel the Mo'adim, the kuwah to feel Torah, the kuwah to build ourselves up like a Mishkan. Everyone according to the Torah. But when we want to do our own Shulchan Aruch, if we want to use our own Shulchan Aruch, not Shulchan Aruch V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we fail. We will never, there will be the Kuwah of Moshe Rabbeinu, will not be mitaorer on us. The only ability, the Kuwah, the strength that Moshe Rabbeinu put in every Jew, that he can wake him up, only if we want, we arrive. If we don't want, we will not achieve nothing. So this is the shiur for you today. Everything, did you like it?